because I'm going to close with this one. And see, that's why you study the scripture. That's why you want to know what the word said, because people in their unlearned state are ignorant. And not that they are bad people sometimes, they're just ignorant of the truth. So you better study this word and know for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. He said, but what? But to that which is also, but that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. See, this promise is to that which is, that of us which is of the faith of Abraham. This promise. Because see, Abraham didn't operate in the law. He believed God. And that was counted to him for righteousness. And so we who is of faith, that promises to the one, that bunch. Now listen what Ephesians says. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. I pick up at verse 11. 2 and 11. Wherefore remember, this Ephesians 2. Wherefore remember that you being in time past, see, in time past, see, I'm not a Gentile now, I'm a son of God. You are not a Gentile. That's what the Hebrew people did, the Israelites did. They knew they were special as far as being under the law because they were God's chosen people. All the rest of the people were heathen. In time past, I was a heathen, but I got born again. You got born again. So in time past, wherefore remember that in time past, Gentiles in the flesh. You didn't have no born again spirit. You just lived in the flesh. And I could back up to the first part of this and show you, but I'm not going to do that. In the flesh, who, now listen what they call you, who are called what? Uncircumcision by that which is called what? Circumcision. In the flesh made by hand. They was in the flesh and they didn't know it. They thought they was something special. They hadn't even got born again. They was just had a promise that we didn't have at the time. That at that time you were what? Without Christ, being what? Alien. From what? From the common wealth of Israel and strangers from what? The covenant of promise. See, we were strangers, but in him all the promises is yes and amen. Having no hope, where I was, I didn't have no hope, but hope found me. And without God in the world. I was in the world, but I was without God. And it's not right to be in a world and not have God. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. All right. Then got stuck again. Let me find myself in the Bible. Oh, then got it up there. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh, how? By the blood of Christ. Keep going. For he is our peace. He is our peace. Not just my peace, he's your peace. So I ain't worried about nothing. All the stuff that's going on in the world, all that's going on in the White House, your house and their house and mama house, I ain't worried about it. He is my peace, and I'm not just talking. And everybody's blowing and snotting and blowing and trying to do this, but he is my peace, who has made both one. See, took two. The Jew and the Gentile, who was so divided, made both one, and has broken down the middle wall, the dividing wall that separated us. And one thinking he was something, the other didn't know they were nothing. And you got two nothing thinking something. Has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And some of the Jews have gotten this. Peter and them got it. Because God sent him to Cornelius' house, the Gentile. Hallelujah. Having abolished, it's not there anymore. Abolished, removed, destroyed. You can't go get it and build it back up. It has been abolished. Abolished in the flesh, the enmity. Even the law of commandments contained in what? See, they had an audience. And there was a law. For two make in himself of the two, twain, one new man. So making peace. Don't you ever squabble among yourselves again. Did y'all hear me? I said, don't you ever go out of here and squabble among yourselves. Keep your mouth off each other if you're not lifting them up and blessing your brother, your sister. Shut it up. And you walk in love. Because he made us peace. And you don't have no business speaking anything about your brother or your sister but peace and love. That's how faith works. When you get all that stuff messed up and you got that, and then the devil has a foothold. Because you over there grumbling about your brother, your sister. If you can't pray and rebuke the devil and bind him up, shut up. Because you something you don't see sometimes, something you don't know, you just blabbing. So Holy Ghost, show me how to talk. And some of them need to learn. So Holy Ghost! And got nothing to say, you have to give me something to say. Somebody come up with some junk, say, I don't hear that. I ain't your garbage can today, tomorrow, next week, next year. Hallelujah. And then we can accomplish something. I said, then we can accomplish something. People start getting healed more and more. We getting them healed now, but not like God wants them to. People start getting saved more and more. We got to use our faith. We are faith people. We believe God. We got devils around here trying to tell us, God don't heal everybody. You lying, Satan. You shut it up. He is our healer. He is our provider. He loves you. Don't you make no mistake about that. You may not have everything right in your life, and I don't, but he still loves you. He didn't come to condemn you. He came to set you free. And your own spirit once corrects, condemn you of your stuff. God ain't gonna never do it. No, he's not. He'll correct you, but he ain't gonna condemn you. I'm gonna say it again. He'll correct you, because if you're a son, he'll correct you. But he ain't gonna condemn you. Because he condemned you, he condemned himself. He ain't doing that. Hello, somebody. Usher, y'all better come, because I was trying to stop at 8, but I wind up late. Yes. Hallelujah.